Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's our intro.
Is that our intro?
Yep.
I like it.
What do you guys think?
It's very upbeat.
It's really
exciting.
Get you going. Get you.
I feel like I'm about to play an arcade game.
I mean, we may get sick of it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monday show. I'm Scott with Carter. She's my daughter.
I'm
her dad. Yeah, we're here. We were supposed to do this yesterday. This is a Tuesday, after all.
Yes.
And Monday was yesterday. And the reason we didn't do it is Carter did a thing.
TTS. Tidious.
What does tidious mean?
Like the Monday show, but the Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So TTS.
No, M. Wait, where's the M?
There is no M because it's not Monday.
Oh, but it's still called the Monday show.
I know. So. It's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke. I'm really quick today.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Well, you were out doing like screw around with your friend stuff all weekend.
Yes. So we had a little Galentine's get together because I have four friends, five of us
term.
Total.
Do you like that term?
No, but there's not we had a girls' weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Because we're all just. I don't know.
What'd you do though for a girls' weekend? What happens when no one's around and you guys are out?
When five girls are left alone?
Yeah, what happens then?
Pillow
fight?
Video? No, what?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on.
Do you really think that's what women do?
No, they shop and spend money.
Didn't do that either.
My.
No one's spending your money.
Mom is. Right
Goodness
now.
Gracious.
Right this second, mom is probably right spending my money. She's probably on Amazon right now. But sorry, go ahead. Continue.
We hung out, played video games, slept over at my one friend's, or their roommate's, their house.
Yeah.
And
what are the sleeping arrangements? You have like a nice comfy couch? Are you in a spare room? How do they?
No, they have a very little apartment that has two bedrooms, and then the downstairs has like a big couch, and there's five of us. So usually two of the guests will like choose a bed with the other friend.
Yeah.
And we joke because we're like, we don't put up the chastity wall in between us.
Oh,
it's
my
so
gosh,
stupid.
Dude, the chastity.
And then one person
wall.
Will sleep on the couch.
Okay. And who had to do that this time? Was that you?
No, it was my friend Natalie. me, I always get sent to my one friend's room because we both fight in our sleep.
Wait.
We're both like kickers.
Oh, you're kickers, yeah. That's true. I can confirm that you did that your whole life.
We both do that, so we just like duke it out.
Yeah, on the same bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no one else can.
But then you guys did go shopping. You did like thrift shopping.
We went to Korea Barbecue, which is super duper fun.
Wait, which place? Yummies.
Yummies in Orem.
It's a stupid name, Yummies. But
Yummies Korean Barbecue.
The Korean barbecue there.
It was fun. It was very fun. We ate a lot of freaking food.
Yeah.
And then we went to a bookstore.
Yeah.
And then we vegged out on their couch and watched trashy television.
What, like, give me an example of the trash that you consumed.
We watched the newer season, or what there is of it, of Love is Blind.
Oh.
It's so bad.
Is that the one where the contestants don't know who's on under a mask or something?
No, they're in like pods that have like a screen in front of it, but the screen, like, you can't see through it.
Oh,
but they
okay.
can talk to each other. So the point is to like getting to know each other without seeing each other or knowing what they look like.
I thought they had like cosplay masks and stuff.
No.
What am I thinking
of? I don't know.
There's a thing like that.
There's a lot of trashy television.
Yeah, that is pretty trashy. But it's a new kind of, it's streaming only trashy television. When I was growing up, we had trashy TV, but you just had to be around when it was on. You guys are living the life,
no,
man.
It's Netflix. We got to just binge like six episodes. It was great.
So, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I thought, when someone first told me about Love is Blind, I thought it was blind people getting together. I really did.
I just wonder how many blind people actually are like looking for love in that capacity.
I assume most of them, right? They're like regular people. They just can't see.
Yeah, but like how many of them are there? And also, are they willing to go on a show exploits their blindness?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It's a balance. Regardless.
There's a little bit of controversy right now around that Love on the Spectrum show, which I like.
Really?
Yeah, because some people feel, I don't know the whole ins and outs of this. I haven't followed it that close, but some people feel that the show's producers, the showrunners, these people from Australia who make the show, both the Australian version and the American version, that they are
exploiting people who don't necessarily,
and treating their quirks like, oh, so let's play this cute music here because it's fun at this moment, or there's this other part where it's very awkward and let's make it as more awkward. So I can see why that's a issue.
Yeah,
but I still really love the people in that show, and I root for them.
I don't know, man.
But I do this with, like, okay, you want to have the authentic, let's see, you just what are you doing?
I'm trying to open my phone. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at the chat.
Well, it'll close every time because your phone's set to turn off.
I've been trying to tap it.
What was I going to say? Oh, I follow a ton of autistic people on...
Yes, you do.
Or on YouTube and on TikTok. And the reason I do that is because that's unfiltered. It's just like, here's that person doing stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no music. There's no interviewer. There's no none of that. It's just, here's that person going through what they do every day, or here's the thing they love to do, or here they are at Disneyland, or here they are at home trying to read a letter from a listener.
Yeah.
Or here's them even having a kind of a meltdown or whatever. Like, sure. They show them in these really raw ways. And I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just find it fascinating. I want to protect every single one of those people with my bare hands. But I can understand why people might think that show is... I wouldn't call it fully exploitative. I think it probably does a little more good than the negative.
Yeah.
But there's room.
It's a complicated issue.
Yeah.
For sure.
They could fix it. They could make it better.
Yeah. But I did get a head injury this weekend at my friend's house.
What? Oh, let's talk about this. So first, show it to us. Bend over here. Just pull your head. Okay. Look at this, guys. Look at that. Oh, look at that gnarly thing on top on the crown there.
It's not horrible.
It's right by your birth hole.
Yeah.
Or what's that called?
Don't call it that.
Not birth hole.
Birthmark.
It's not a birthmark.
It's a birthmark. It's a mark from birth.
It's a scar.
Yeah.
Where mom's pelvic bone or whatever rubbed.
Maybe.
Your thing.
We don't know. We don't know why I have it. Regardless.
Okay.
Point is, I got injured.
Yeah.
Because I guess it was, what day is it? My gosh.
Today is Monday, Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday. So
it's supposed to be Monday when we're doing this.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday when we were hanging out, we were helping them put up some frames because we're all big art nerds. So they just have like tons of art prints.
Why frame? Oh, you've got prints from like events and stuff.
Yeah. So they have like all these prints from like different artists and different events and stuff like that. And they just like, their apartment's somewhat new. So they're trying really hard to put all of those up because they're just taking up so much space. But like, you know, putting up frames is a pain.
It's a big pain. It's almost as hard as making sure those chastity walls are up and the couch or whatever that is you're doing. Anyway. Continue on.
The chastity wall for me and my one friend is literally so we don't punch each other in the face in the night.
Shouldn't by call accident. It that. You should call it
a shield.
Fight.
A barrier.
The fight shield.
I don't know.
That's not right.
Let's not. Anyway, the point is we were helping them hang frames. We hung one of them up on like a command strip hook.
Yeah.
Because it had like a hanger on it and that broke and fell and donked me in the head.
That's what got... Okay. Now, finally, you've said it. You've been holding this up back all day.
I haven't been holding it back. I've just been saving it for the show.
You said, oh, you know what? I'll do it on the show. And I'm like, oh, what could it have been?
It's not a big... I told you it's not a big deal.
I thought maybe one of your friends pulled out with a ball peen hammer.
But it fell down and hit me like right on the corner. But it didn't split. It just kind of cut me. Of course, I'm the bald one, the one who has no cushioning.
Well, it's because you shave your head all the time.
Yes.
Did you laugh, cry, yelp?
I actually felt a little bad because my one friend who was sitting next to me, like, as it happened, went to, like, cover my head because she, like, it was, like, all in slow motion kind of thing where she tried to cover my head. Mm. But it hit me, and then she did that, and I was like, don't touch me! Because it hurt. It, like, sucked. So
when Carter gets hurt, bad. I'll tell you what, when you're hurt, you are scary because... Your emotions are a peak high.
It was fine.
Your mom does this too.
I apologize. And then she has all of the medical supplies ever.
Really? Why?
Because she has to go to the hospital occasionally because of a condition.
Oh. So she's got stuff around.
And so she like steals it from the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yes. She has like gauze and stuff, like all those things.
You became a new aunt this. Well, you've been an aunt already, but you have a new niece.
A brand new niece.
And while we were at the hospital, I told Nick, I said, and I think I talked about Sun Skin, but I said, look, your job as father is to grab a handful of those blue gloves on your way out of here.
Blow them up like balloons.
Because what they're charging you to stay here, like your insurance.
They owe you those gloves.
They owe you some gloves. You're going to blow them up. You're going to screw around with them. Fill them with water. Do what you want to do.
Do whatever.
Whatever you feel like doing with those gloves. They're yours. Just take a handful. Yeah.
Steal from hospitals is what we're saying.
Get the H out of there. Now, look, if we lived in a country that had socialized medicine, maybe we wouldn't do that. I wouldn't encourage this.
I say steal from hospitals. I'm encouraging it.
Here, but not there.
Yes, because the like
here it's for profit.
It's
they can
so
lose
garbage.
A few.
It's
they can,
it sucks.
I'm not a proponent of theft. I don't think people should steal things. I do, however, think they're ripping you off the whole time
there. You're not stealing them. You're just getting what you're owed for paying that much freaking money every time you get injured.
There you go. Because what else are you going to be able to leave with? You leave with your life, I guess. A bill, a huge bill. Some bad food and a little thing around your wrist.
I will not say bad food though. The hospital that we were at,
they do okay.
Fantastic food.
And
that
cheap too.
So cheap. It's like $2 for a whole omelet.
Yeah. You get a $2 omelet. There's like 79 cents for a scrambled egg.
They have really good desserts, weirdly.
Yeah.
Like I would go there regularly just for like a cheap meal.
I'm sorry. KT Date in the chat just reminded me he's asking, is this the same rationale for when I was stealing hotel towels? Look, kind of. All right. I would get out of there. Not whole towels, by the way.
I will say not that because I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that sometimes, what are they called? Like the housekeeping people will get dinged if something's stolen like that, like towels and stuff.
Oh, they get, I didn't know that.
I think, I mean, I've heard that. I don't know if that's actually true, but I've heard that. So I'm like, don't steal things that hurt other people.
Okay, that's a good idea. And I didn't. And if I've ever done that to any of you fine hotel workers, just know from the bottom of my heart. First of all, I've not taken a towel.
Have you ever seen?
Years.
I don't know what my problem is. I have like a thing about authority or something because every time I see a sign or something that's like, "Do not steal this thing. Don't take it. We have cameras. We have scanners." I'm like, this is a challenge. How am I going to steal this?
Well, this
how am I going to get this out of here?
This is
I don't
going,
want it.
This is going to look poorly on my parenting skills that you have this feeling every time you see something that says, don't steal this.
I don't know. I don't know what's, I can't like, I, there's probably a therapist somewhere who's going, oh, I know what that is.
Maybe it is you like the challenge of it. It's just a challenge.
I think I just don't like being told what to do. And it's a bit of a challenge of like, ooh,
she really doesn't
want that. I'm going to go figure that out.
If we were like hardcore, like not under my house kind of or under my roof kind of parents, Carter would have rebelled so
no
hard.
We would have had a terrible relationship if you guys were like that.
We wouldn't be sitting here talking now.
No.
So instead I was a big pushover.
You also had zero, this sounds bad, but it was good. You had zero expectations of us as kids.
Well, I had high expectations
for beyond like
you
being a good person.
Yeah, to be decent people. That's
but that's I mean like
the rest of it can come
having a good job or have whatever. There was no like expectation of what we would get into, what we'd be interested in.
That's true.
You didn't force it into sports at all, anything like that.
No. If you wanted to, we did it. If you didn't want to do it, we were like, all right, well, what else do you want to do?
If you had pushed and been like, no, you're doing soccer, whatever.
Oh, I can't. I was never.
I would have rebelled so hard.
I mean, the thing is, I was kind of the same growing up, and my dad was very much like me and mom in that way. My mom's a little more like, well, what would the neighbors think? There's a little bit of that going on, right?
It was the 70s.
But we never cared. Well, yeah, I guess 70s. Not 60s, that's for sure. But 70s and 80s. And the 80s in particular, I remember my mom just being so worried about how something looked. So it'd be like, it wasn't important that the lawn was mowed because
it
I should get
to be
my
mowed
13-year-old ass out there and do it.
Yeah,
it was
like
that,
work ethic.
Yeah, it was that, how will this look if it isn't mowed to this lady
we'll
up the
look
road?
Lazy who, to yeah. Sister Gardner up the road.
And they're not even hanging out. It's not like my mom and Sister Gardner still hanging
out. I don't know
around.
Why that was my first thought.
I don't know why it was either. But they don't hang out now, so why does it matter? What in the end, what did it matter? It's what mattered more looks. Is that I learned how to work, that I would go do the thing I committed to. Like, all of those things are good. But who cares what Mrs. Peterson thinks or whoever?
Mrs. Peterson.
We had a Peterson in our last neighborhood.
Peterson is a very, I feel like it's a very Utah name.
Well,
Peterson, Gardner, Whitehead.
Hold on. Whitehead?
Have you never met someone named Whitehead?
I know two Whiteheads and they don't live here.
So many Whiteheads. Although technically, so what? Yeah, you know?
What?
Maybe Whitehead's just general. I know a lot of Whiteheads here, but I just realized that my one friend is from Florida, so it won't even like.
Well, I can tell you why there's a lot of Petersons here and Fergusons and Jorgensons. It's because.
Son of Jorgen.
We have a ton of.
Nordic ancestry.
Nordic ancestry.
Yes.
They all we also have a lot immigrated of here.
Not Swedish. What's the word? Swiss.
Swiss.
Swiss. Switzerland.
A lot of Swiss. Switzerland.
I'm just saying
I hated how that sounded.
Switzerland.
It made me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
But anyway, so we've been having a week. It's been real busy. Nick had a baby that kept everybody going.
New baby.
Yep. Oh, that reminds me. I got a message here from somebody I want to read before I forget. This is from Tanner. And check this out. Scott and Carter regarding Taylor and Carter talking about football butts. Remember that last
football
week?
Football butts.
Yep. Talking about the Super Bowl and all that. I went to the Savannah Bananas baseball game with my girlfriends, and I can confirm we talked about butts, legs, and abs a good portion of the time. So I think it is a universal girl and gay thing.
Girl and gay.
Girl and gay, gay and girl. I what did you just
I kicked the camera. I'm sorry.
To your camera. It's fine.
I'm fidgety.
You are a little fidgety. We had dinner tonight that you wouldn't eat.
Can we explain meaner.
This? No. So Kim made homemade curry. And it's really good. It's
I'm
got
sure
shrimp
it is.
In it and the little tiny corn things and like peppers. And it was so good. I ate like almost three bowls of this and I shouldn't have.
I feel like there's some spice in it that's like cilantro.
Yeah, Carter couldn't
where,
do it.
You know how some people have that issue with cilantro where it tastes like soap? I mm-hmm. also have that thing. I feel like there's some spice or something that's in there, or even like sometimes like a combination of things will do this.
And it tasted like soap?
Something was wrong.
Like soap.
It tasted like really flowery soap.
Oh.
Like fragrant flowery. And okay. I couldn't eat it.
Well, whatever you tasted, I could not taste. I was having this great time with mom's.
And curry. Everything else I ate tonight was normal. So it wasn't like a weird sick thing.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, it says, so you think this universal girl and gay thing. Oh, yeah, it says, a lot of players played and danced shirtless. It was great. To Scott's point, a guy doing it with a girl as the subject is viewed differently for whatever reason. Here's a picture of us with one of the pictures. Your friend, Tanner. So this is from Tanner.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Here's I think Tanner sent it to the Discord as well.
Did he?
Yes. Because I remember. Oh, yeah.
It's cute.
But that's the whole, he was saying that that's the whole bit with that team is it's like, supposed to be showy and silly and like everyone look at the dudes with their abs.
I guess so. And you're judging them based on
I know
pure
why. It's
physicality.
Because it's punching up versus punching down.
Oh.
Whenever you're punching up towards men, it's fine. But men have been, systematically harming women for, most of the time that we've existed on this planet.
That's true.
So
you've been getting the shaft.
It's just a little bit different.
No, I understand. I totally do. Thank you, Tanner, for that, by the way.
Yes.
We also got this from Amy. I love the art for the show. I assume Scott's shirt reads Mad Max.
It does. I was waiting for someone to notice that.
I wish my real one did, but yeah.
It says Ad Axe, and I was like, people will get this.
Yeah, do you guys see it up there? Here, can I make it big? Yeah, let's make it big. See? It says Ad Axe.
Ad Axe.
But there's an M in there.
Well, because you're just turned. I didn't think about it.
Yeah. No, it was very nice.
I'm working on more art, and that whenever it's normal, you'll be standing and it'll say Mad Max.
That's true. Also, she wants to know if you've seen the show Atypical.
Atypical?
Yeah. This feels like this is that show about the guy. It's a drama, not drama, but like a comedy drama. Dramedy, really.
Comedy. Crama.
Cromedry. with a dude, what is on the spectrum, and then I think the whole thing is just his life and how stuff's hard or something. I
like
think that's
monk.
What it is. Atypical, like monk. Monks.
He's
OCD.
Yeah,
but monks. It's different. It's not the same kind
of
thing.
No, but it's like the same kind of like he's got something, but it makes him a better detective.
Here it is. Atypical American comedy drama series created by blah, blah, blah. It's on Netflix. Series takes place in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
And focuses on the life of 18-year-old Sam Gardner, played by Kerr Gilchrist. It's a crazy name.
Care.
Who is on the autism spectrum? The first season was released in 2017.
I've never even heard of this.
Ended in February 2020. Or 2021 it ended. Anyway, it's supposed to be really good.
Be
I heard
fair,
good things about it.
I like cannot. There's a cat hair on my lip.
Ew. Hello.
There's hair. The cat's hair gets everywhere.
No, I'm aware, but it's not like you just wandered around and there was a... I can't talk. She sleeps on your bed.
He sleeps on my bed.
He does. Why do I keep saying she?
I don't know, because we have three girl dogs in the house right now.
Oh, three girl dogs, three girl people. Cat. No, two girl people. Three girl people.
You are heavily outnumbered gender-wise.
Oh, I'm way big time. Because there's Kim, there's you, your friend Alicia lives here right now with us. That's a lot of women folk.
Plus three girl dogs.
Three girl dogs.
Three girl women.
The only men in this house are me, the cat, Deckard Cain.
That's it.
Or is he Deckard the...
He's Deckard from... He was named after the Blade Runner
Deckard. Okay.
Yes.
I always forget where you did that from.
Because we got him like right after that movie came out. And I was like, oh, Deckard's a cute name.
Right after that. Oh, 2017.
Yeah. Plus he looks like a little ratty, scrubby little brown coat boy.
Yeah. And he had diarrhea for the first 4 days of being here. What a nightmare.
Yeah. He was a mess. He was coming out both ends.
But anyway, the point is, what was my point? I don't remember.
What was your point?
I don't know.
Something about boys and girls.
Boys and
the cat.
Girls.
Oh, the cat sleeps on my bed. Oh, and you all get over my pillow and my clothes. I like, there's probably cat hair all over this shirt.
Yeah. It could be worse. It could be cow hair or something. I don't know.
What's wrong with cow hair?
I don't know. You really want cow hair on your lip?
I don't really know what cow hair is like.
Well, I do. Did I ever tell you the story? When, I've told you the story. I had this neighbor friend. It wasn't much of a friend. I mean, I barely talked to him, but it was enough of one where he would say, well, we're doing this thing and we would all go there. It's like rich kid with a farm. He had like a ranch.
One of those Sandy boys.
One of them Sandy boys. And he invited us over there to feed his cow. And we were like, yeah, dude, let's go feed a cow.
Feed the cow.
We're like 13 or 14. So we go over there and he proceeds to, this was his idea of feeding the cow. He proceeds to take, you know, they have the little cubes of food you feed the cattle. Well, I guess it's just hay, but in a compact
form. Yeah,
it's
like very compacted.
He just spent, I don't know, 15 minutes or something in front of us pelting this cow with these hunks of food.
I would have tackled, even at 14 years old, I would have tackled that kid to the
ground. You wouldn't have been happy about this. And it was over and over.
Black eye.
And we were all just kind of like, it was like a Stephen King book. You're just like, what's going on?
I'm like, what's happening? What is terrible. Wrong with
why
this
would
child?
You, why would you do this to poor, you know, this poor animal? And at one point he's like, nah, I'm just kidding. Just bring the food up to the fence here.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, and we were dumb. So, dude. So the cow would wander up to the fence and we'd feed it and he'd grab it by the back of the head and pull it toward the fence, which was electrified. And then it would go in his face and he would go running around in the back again.
You know,
and
cows kill more people than sharks every year.
Well, they didn't kill this kid and probably he deserved it. Anyway, so this cow does all this stuff.
I want to find him right now.
Here's the worst part. You want to hear the worst part?
What's the worst part?
Worst part is the cow comes back around for some reason. Cows are dumb. They don't know.
Cows are dumb.
Comes back around to the fence. The fence is now off. So it puts its, it doesn't know. So I don't know why it was comfortable doing this, but it put its head over the electric fence. And it wasn't electrified to the point of killing it. It's just,
no, it's just supposed to keep him from trying to leave.
But he comes over there and does that. And this kid, I wish I could remember his name. Some kind of poop-kicking cowboy boot name.
Yeah, some little asshole.
Not that. I mean, there are plenty of rancher type. We're not making a judgment.
No, here. I'm making a judgment on this child kid. Particularly.
I think it's something bad happened to him later. I think he may have gotten in trouble for something gnarly.
A little karma. I feel like people who hurt animals for fun tend to not be cool.
He wasn't cool. But anyway, he goes, come here, we'll get you some food. And he feeds it like one of the cubes. And the cow's like, meh, 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 eats it. And he goes, want another one? And the cow's like, kind of hanging over. And he hauls off and punches this cow so hard in the nose that his fist was the exact size of the nose. And he just punched it so hard. Snot goes everywhere. Cow snot. And this poor cow goes, and just kind of like flopping around.
That's
running around.
So mean.
I know, it was awful. It's the last time we went to his house. And I think he got like, so this is for real, like in our 20s sometime.
He got arrested.
Well, after he got arrested for something. Don't remember what it was. Might have been drugs or something weird.
I want to pile drive him.
And his parents were like big, big influential neighborhood people that were like in charge of school boards and all that kind of shit. They were nice. They were cool. Their son, though, was a complete psychopath.
I want to punch someone who did this like more than, what, 30 years ago?
I know, more than that. Probably about that, actually.
Actually, it'd be 40 years.
35 years ago.
If you were like...
I was 13, so...
Yeah, 40 years.
Shut up. Is that right?
You're 53.
Yuck!
40 years ago... I want to go back in time and just strangle this child, Bart Simpson style.
Well, he was a poop. I'll give you that.
That makes me so mad.
And we were all pretty mad about it and irritated and also terrified because we thought his parents were going to find out and that we would all get implicated. Yeah.
Which
we probably should have been just to teach us a lesson, but.
Ugh, gross.
I know. It's really bad. It's really bad. All right. Do you want to read? Oh, by the way, the text line's open, folks, if you want to. Chat with us in the next half hour or so. We're happy to read your texts on the phone or from the phone. Or no, you guys text us. We'll read it off the page. That's all I'm trying to say. 801-471-0462. It's right there on the screen. 801-471-0462. You have a question, comment, complaint, just want to say something? I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Right. Whatever.
Get it in there.
Whatever's going on. Oh, I was going to say, so for TMS Vegas.
Uh-oh. Oh! By the way, can I tell you something?
Is it about tattoos?
Yes.
Because that's what I want to talk about.
So somebody, let me pull it up. Somebody actually asked about
this. Is it the email or the Discord?
Did I send you an email?
Yeah, you sent me an email.
It's the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's my question to you. I'm totally cool with doing that. I don't know how people want to get...
What do you mean?
Sketches for tattoos.
Well, you'll just be there and you'll pull out a little sheet of paper and you'll sketch something and they'll take it to the tattoo place.
Should I do that or should I... I don't know. Like, do people want them early?
Oh, I doubt it. Well, I don't know. I figured they'd just come, like, Claire did one last year, had me do it. Took me 5 seconds. It looked like garbage. I can't believe she used it.
I think we should do them on iPads so that people can, we can just, like, send them that file.
Was that what tattooists?
Tattooist. Every time I get a tattoo, they usually draw it on their iPad, send it over to their printer, and then just like print it out there. I feel like that might be easier for tattoo artists, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I'm down for... I think you should... The way this will probably go, if you want to get in touch with Carter, get us in the Discord. We have a whole room for this show now. It's called The Monday Show. It's right there. Frogpants.com/Discord. If you want to submit something in there to give to her early, great.
Yeah. If you want to
don't swamp her with this stuff, though.
But also, like, be aware, they're sketches. They're little doodles.
They're sketchy.
Nothing super complicated. No. Nothing crazy. No color.
No like, color. Just a basic plain ass sketch.
Yeah.
And then you take it to the tattoo place in Vegas and decide whether you're going to do it or not. And also, no pressure on if she gives you a sketch and you don't love it.
Oh, yeah.
Or
no.
Or whoever, because they're going to ask me too. If we both do them and you guys don't like them, you don't have to get them. There's no commitment. And we're not going to charge you for the sketch. It's just for funsies.
Yes.
So I would just come prepared to like doodle.
I'm down for that. But I'm also down for if people do want to like now or anytime before be like, hey, can I get a sketch? Because I can do that.
Do you know we're going to a escape room based on Pennywise the Clown? Did you know about this? Does that terrify you?
Are there
you?
Jump out scares? Do we know?
I'm going to guess that it's because it's based on it. I can't imagine that. I mean, there is Mama volunteered for this, but apparently there's somebody who has to be in a coffin. I'm not doing that.
I would do that.
Oh, hell
honestly,
no.
I'd rather do that than. So, story time.
Uh-oh.
The one and only time I've been to a haunted house.
Yeah.
I punched a guy in the face.
Yeah. One of the people or the, what do you call them? The work there?
The actors, I guess.
Yeah. The scary people.
He was the guy in like the ski mask with the chainsaw. And we were all in the line. It was me and a bunch of kids. And we were like 14, 15, some close to that age. And we're walking in this line and I'm at the end of the line. And right as we're passing, dude jumps out of a bush directly. I guess he was on my left side. Directly on my left side, screams in my ear, and I just hit him.
Punched him.
Decked him in the face.
Yeah. Probably somewhere this is on camera because they film all that.
Very possibly.
Yeah. We never got it, but.
And
how old were you?
I felt horrible.
You were like 10, 11.
I was like 12. Maybe. I thought like 14, 15. I don't remember.
You may have been in your
teens. I was a young teenager, but I hit him and I felt so bad. But it's like I have the fight or flight. My fight or flight is to punch and kick and scream. So I have a hard time going to haunted houses, especially because since I was a teenager then, I'm a lot bigger and stronger than I was now.
Well, this thing is more about, it's an escape room, so it's more about getting out of stuff. It's not like a haunted house where you're like trying
I'm
to
I'm fine
sneak
with
around.
That. As long as no one jumps out at me, I should be okay.
I'll warn the clown and say, you want to get punched? It's up to you,
you
want to
get punched? Scare her.
Yeah, do it. Jeff is a Geek has a question for you via the text line.
All right.
801-471-0462 says this. Carter, what are some of your favorite genres when it comes to playing video games?
Genres?
Do you have a genre? You're almost done with Baldur's Gate 3. You're like, what? Like a...
I don't know if I'm almost done.
You're almost. I promise you're almost there.
I'm hitting some main quest stuff.
Yeah.
And then I talked to my friend about it and she's like, oh, you have so much more to do. And I'm like, oh no, there's so much.
Well...
That game's huge.
The game is huge. There's tons of side stuff, but also the main stuff's pretty big and you kind of want to do everything. So maybe you're nowhere near being done, but you're pretty far into it.
I have thought about...
But prior to this, you didn't like turn-based RPGs.
Yes, turn-based usually is not my jam, but I don't mind them.
You're fine with desktop. You're fine with tabletop like D&D or something. That's turn-based, but in video games, not really your jam. This kind of turned you around a little bit.
Larian Studios tends to make good turn-based.
Well, yeah.
I've discovered like their turn-based games I actually enjoy because I liked... Divinity Original Sin
2.
Yeah. I really enjoy that game. So I don't know.
No, Divinity 2 Original Sin.
Yeah.
Divinity 1 was a good game, but no one ever thinks about it because 2 was so freaking good.
Awesome. So much fun.
Yeah. And then BG3 is really, really good.
But yeah. I like games with big stories. And I hate genre-ifying games because so many of them like fit in so many different genres and like,
yeah, but you got to have favorites.
RPG?
You like point and click like puzzle games. You like those.
I like point and click. I really like third person fighting, not fighting, but like RPG, like story games that have fighting in them.
Right.
Things like Red Dead Redemption or Bastion or stuff like that.
I get it.
What's the Geometry Wars? What's the genre? Is that that kind of thing where you're like running, shooting?
Geometry Wars? You mean like dual stick shootery kind of?
Yeah, like those are fun.
Oh, I love those.
Those are always
fun. I'm a big fan too.
I don't know. I like all games.
Carter likes story. She likes, unless it's sad, and then she'll never look at it again.
I'll play it once.
We watched post TMS today. We watched an episode of Futurama that would have made you cry. Do you want to talk about the dog episode at all?
Not really.
Want to get into that? All Carter has to do is even just think about the dog episode and she gets upset.
I think people misunderstand. To explain a little bit of context.
I don't think they do, but go ahead.
In Futurama, there is an episode that's, I think, is it just called Fry's Dog?
It is called, I'm going to look it up. Go ahead. Keep
no,
talking.
No, Jurassic Bark. It is
Jurassic
called Jurassic Bark.
That's right.
And it is about, basically they find a fossilized thing, a fossil of Fry's dog.
Fourth
right?
season, episode 7, by the way.
It is... one of the best episodes, honestly. Like, I think people get confused that because I do not watch it. I skip it every time. And I think people think that means that I don't like that episode. I think it's one of the best episodes.
Oh, it's amazing.
It also makes me bawl my eyes out.
Makes her cry every time.
Because sometimes, I can't deal with it.
Sometimes all she has to do is think about it. She's not going to do it here on the show, but there are times where I can hey, Carter, remember this one thing in that Pixar movie? And you'll just start tearing up.
I'm a crybaby.
It's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
My two things are I punch people and I'm a crybaby.
You're in touch with your emotions.
but
to let them hang out. It's fine.
Can I spoil the show? How long has it been since that came out?
The Futurama?
Yeah.
Oh, don't spoil it yet. I think people should see that without being spoiled.
I agree.
That's how good it is.
But the reason I cry is not what you think.
What do you mean?
What people might think about a dog episode is not the reason I'm crying about the episode.
No, you're crying because what happens at the end.
Yes, but it's not what people think. Most people would think like, oh, it's because this, you know, some like, it's so specific.
Really?
It's so sad.
I think it is sad.
No, people who've seen it will understand. I'm saying people who haven't, when I say, oh, the dog episode, a lot of people might assume some stuff that would make them cry.
Right. Because pets are, you know, we love our pets.
Yeah,
and
pets, anything
with
like a dog.
It's way deeper than that. And it's not fair for a cartoon to be this effective. It's just not fair.
It's so good.
It's really good, you guys. If you haven't seen it, you should go. Yeah. Do you know it was nominated for an Emmy?
I didn't know that. I'm not surprised. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It lost to The Simpsons episode 3, Gaze of the Condor. Which
I don't know that episode.
I don't know what that is either. This was 2002, by the way, is when that aired originally. Which is weird. You'd have been how old?
I was 5.
You were Van's age.
I was Van's age. That's really weird. That's a long time ago.
That's how good the show is. It just doesn't matter when you
No, it's so it. Good.
We also got a text here from somebody who just says something.
That's all they said?
Yeah. That was a waste of ones and zeros.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, how can we not agree?
I appreciate your feedback.
Let's see. Tattooists use Procreate, says Amy.
Yeah.
Also, Amy says, punching people who do scary stuff at haunted houses is very common. I used to work at Universal Studios, and I knew a guy who was a scare actor?
Scare actor.
It's all one word, so it's throwing me.
Scare actor.
He had some stories. For example, once he made a girl poop her pants, so punching the guy is pretty normal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Pooping your pants is crazy.
I mean, I've never pooped my pants, but if I'm going to do it.
Do it at a scare house?
Do it at a scare house.
They probably know how to handle it.
A scare house?
I don't know.
Haunted house.
Horror house.
Here's one. Carter, does Scott continually talk about Mad Max at home or just when he's on the air?
All the time.
You guys think anything, I'm faking it?
Anything that's like semi a reference, he'll just be like, oh, Mad Max this.
Yep.
Remember when Nux did that thing?
Yep.
Like all the time.
I mean, your friend moved in. First thing I did was say, have you seen it? She said no. And I went,
you want to know?
We're having a movie night.
You want to know what my friend said about us that I thought was very funny?
Who? This is Alicia?
Yes.
What'd she
when
say?
She moved in, she, you know, she's known, we've known each other for almost 10 years.
Yeah, high school.
A little more than
high
10
school
years,
friends.
Actually.
That's where it's
technically. But we weren't like friends in high school. We were friends after when we reconnected.
And she doesn't shave her head. She's like a normal
No, she's
person.
Like a, well, her hair's red right now.
Oh, well, I guess she has a little fun when she wants to.
Anyway, she moved in and she told me, she said, you know, after hanging out with your dad, you make a lot more sense.
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, but it's awful.
It's kind of awful. I wonder what that means exactly.
You explain me is what that means.
Kind of, yeah. I admit that. But yeah, the Mad Max thing is as deep as it looks.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
I
love it.
What's it called?
It's your Roman Empire. Everybody wants to talk about the Roman Empire. Freaking F that. I don't care about that.
Talk about your pyramid or
fake armor. Well, yeah, that's true. They use a lot of Roman Empire /
very,
Greek
like,
army
warrior,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love that movie in a way that is not just me talking about it. It's deeper than that. It's in my blood.
Is it? You injected it into your veins.
It is. I cannot wait for that sequel. Thank you for that one. Let's see if we got more. These are great. I love these are coming in like this.
Yeah. You can literally tell us anything.
What is Carter's favorite food she's had from her international travels?
Ooh, that is such a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two answers.
Oh, this is from Kay Ducey. She's Ducey's wife. She's awesome.
Caducey.
Anyway, I forgot her first name. We did it on TMS this morning.
Oh.
And I spelled it wrong. I pronounced it wrong.
That anyway, sounds right. It sounds like you would do that.
She's out there somewhere.
Anyway, I had, it's called... Oh, shoot. I used to know how to pronounce it in Icelandic. It's rye bread, but it's so specific. You should look it up.
Icelandic rye bread?
It's Icelandic rye bread, right, and it's like not the same as any other rye bread, and you just like coat it in butter, and it is one of the most delicious things. And it's so funny because if you don't coat it in butter, all the Icelandic people will yell at you.
Oh, this is a real thing. Here, let me pull it up.
Is it something it is broad?
Icelandic rye bread or rugbrauch.
Rugbrauch. Wait, let me see.
What's that weird ass letter at the end? What does that
it's
even
a,
say?
It is a. It's a. It's a hard T.
Yeah, it is.
Or it's a hard TH,
I guess. That's the hardest TH.
It's a hard TH. It's rugbrauch.
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 Rugbrauch. This dense, mildly sweet, hearty rye bread is ubiquitous in the native Iceland.
I can't say it properly anymore. I used to be able to say so many Icelandic words. Actually, well,
says it's traditionally sliced very thin and served with smoke, cured, and pickled foods.
Yes, but you also could just eat it plain. We would have it for breakfast all the time. It was so delicious.
Why don't you make this?
Look,
there's a whole recipe.
Oh, we should make it.
Carter.
Oh my gosh, I want to show you. I also love Skier there. I think
there's not much to it.
No, I'm sure it's simple. It's just bread. It's so good. Oh, it's soft and lovely. We'd go to like the Sunday markets.
It uses King Arthur organic medium rye flour. Where do we get that?
I'm pretty sure you can just buy that at the store.
I don't know. I never heard
of it. King Arthur's like a pretty common brand.
Well, King Arthur's like the king of Arthur's.
The king of Arthur.
I'm going to send you this link and then you can do it.
I'm going to do it. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Can you make it before the next show? Let's make a big deal out of it. What do you think of that?
Let's do it. All right. So down. Someone said, have you tried, where did it go?
I don't know.
Hakarl?
Hakarl? Never heard of it.
Look it up. I don't know. H-A-K-A-R-L. Hakarl.
Hakarl. Like coral.
Coral.
Okay, how about this one? That was Dr. Calhoun that said something. Oh. And he said to text you something. So
I like that.
We asked for it.
We did.
It's our own fault.
We did.
Leslie Morgan's mom, or Logan's mom here, says this text. I'm planning on getting my first tattoo in Vegas with y'all. I know what I want to get, but I am not sure how big. Any advice? What would you say?
I can't give advice on how big it is if I don't know what it is.
Well, what's the canvas? Like, is it your leg? Is it your face?
Yeah.
Is it your butt?
Could be the butt.
People get them all
the
time.
Your back.
Yeah. I want to get a little sign on my butt with an arrow pointing down that says exit only. So the next time a doctor has to give me a proctology exam, he's going to think twice.
You know what?
He's going to see that sign and go,
I want you to do that. I want you to get that. And I want you to live stream it.
No! I live streamed Kim or your mother giving me a shot once. That was fun.
I did have this. So Hakarl, hey Carl.
Hey Carl.
Hey Carl.
What's up?
Is the fermented shark I told you about.
Oh, I don't want that.
So I tried fermented shark at a Sunday market where they had samples because there's no way I was buying it.
That's a mammal, you know.
Shark? That's a fish.
I thought shark was mammal.
No.
What am I thinking of? Whales?
Whales and dolphins?
So shark, are you sure?
Sharks are fish. They have sharks. Gills.
Are mammals.
Wow.
Hold on. I'm just going to look.
Point is, I had this mammals fermented shark. It tasted like drinking bleach.
You're totally right. They're fish. They're cold-blooded.
Yeah. It tasted like drinking bleach, but it also wasn't as bad as you might think.
Okay.
That sounds really weird.
It sounds contradictory.
Well, I don't know how to explain it because it did. It tasted bad, but I expected it to be worse.
All right, fair enough. I wouldn't trust any of those things over there.
Why?
Because they got this shooting schlager or whatever it is. It's like the fermented fish in the can, and everyone always TikToks it, and it stinks real bad. What's that? It's like schlugischlager or
I don't know. Schmear. Is it Icelandic or is it something else?
It might be Swedish. I can't remember.
I don't know. I trust it more than like whatever they're putting in the chicken nuggets at McDonald's.
Yes.
Those aren't chicken.
That's not chicken.
No chicken is shaped like that.
That's what I'm saying. No chicken sees those. If a chicken saw those nuggets, it would say, what? What is this?
To be fair, chickens also like eat their own eggs.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
When an egg like cracks, farmers will just like chuck it into the chicken pen. It's good for them because it's like the yolk itself is like good nutrients.
And they're also not, they're not fertilized yet.
Well, they probably are. They're just too small.
They're eating their own kids.
Yeah.
That's foul.
Animals.
Is this why you don't eat meat?
there's many reasons I don't eat meat.
All right. Excuse me. Here's one. Hey, Scott and Carter. I'm a marketing manager / graphic designer for a dog daycare called Puptown Lounge.
Aw.
Love it.
That sounds so cute.
Any advice / recommendations for someone that is having a hard time liking anything she designs lately? P.S. I'm the someone. LOL. This is from Beffy Dino in the Columbus, Ohio area.
This is the most artist thing in the world.
Happens every freaking day.
It's so hard.
It's happening to me right now. I'm having the worst time. You know why? I saw that new OpenAI video tool.
You need to looking at that stuff.
Well, I follow the tech world. I got to know what's going on with this stuff. So I checked this thing out. I don't know if you've seen it, but we're screwed. It's way advanced.
I will say that the best way I've gotten over that feeling of like everything's terrible and I'm becoming, not
you're being obsoleted.
Yeah. Is just going, wait, I like drawing. I like doing this thing. It's not about what it looks like. I actually enjoy doing this thing. And so like,
But when it's part of your livelihood and you realize that other people don't care what it takes to do this stuff.
Others do.
Yeah, but who are they and where are they?
I'm sorry, but all the tech bros who are all into AI right now also were super into like Bitcoin.
I know, NFTs, all that.
So
I know. It just bugs me a little bit. And but it's only that what's funny is I'm super excited about a lot of AI applications, like real rubber meets the road kind of technology.
Well, AI has so many cool uses. Why are we making it draw for us? Why are we making it do the thing that is so meant for humans to do?
That's because humans aren't all good at it. And so it seems like magic when you can make it happen with a dumb prompt. The thing is,
any person can become good at art. That's what kills me, is people are like, well, it's not accessible. Yes, it is. Go find. I used to steal pencils off the floor of my elementary school.
I know. Oh, stealing pencils, are we? And we're worried about rubber gloves, are we?
My point is, those people are all full of the crap.
Yeah, there's crap they're full
That's
of.
That's dumb. Anyway, back to the question. I would say, try to have as much fun as you can, because even if you don't love the outcome, at least you enjoyed the process.
Plus, you'll go back about a year from now and you'll go, oh, that was really good.
And you'll remember, instead of remembering the struggle of like, oh, I hate this, you'll remember like, oh, I actually enjoyed this, even if it's not necessarily good anymore.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I'll give you an example.
At art that I'm like, I had fun making this. I remember that. And I'll look at it and go, well, technically, like the actual technical skill wasn't necessarily there.
Right.
But I remember liking drawing it. And I feel like that's better.
That's all that
and
matters.
And that will keep you from going down a horrifying
And even if you didn't, okay, I'm pulling
pit
up
of
an
despair
image here.
That will remind you that
so you can see this. You see that guy? You see
dying him? Slowly as your art does things. What?
See that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Drew him a year ago. I drew it because I couldn't think of anything to draw and I was annoyed. And so I drew this guy looking at a phone saying, why?
Why?
And a year later, I look at it and go, oh, it's kind of cool. Why didn't I use that for more stuff? At the time, I hated it.
Yep. I feel like a little distance can help, but regardless, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to constantly remind myself that other people don't see the little things that I see whenever I do something.
Yeah.
Like, I just did a thing for work that was like a poster. And after I gave it to the lady, because I had to do it really quickly, she was like, oh, this looks so great. And I was just staring at it going, that hand doesn't look right. Why did I draw the ear like that?
Yeah.
And like, it was killing me. But then I was like, no one else sees that. It's just me.
Were you tempted to go back and like redo it?
I was, but I didn't have time.
Yeah. I understand that feeling.
Which is sometimes helpful, because then you can't go back and go, oh, I don't know.
Claire wants to know, has Carter played the Dev Cats games? I played Arcade Full of Cats and playing Castle Full of Cats now.
Are those the...
Those are the hidden object ones.
Oh, no, I have not played them, but my friend is really into them. She was showing me them last night.
I have
last
Arcade
night?
Full of Cats.
Last
right?
night.
I liked it a lot.
It looks fun.
In fact, it may have inspired something I can't talk about.
I think it's on sale right now.
Is it?
Yeah, because that's why my friend was telling
it's
me
like
about
$2,
it.
It's like $2.99
Yeah,
something.
It was cheap.
Yeah. I like hidden object stuff. I'm a fan. More of that, please. Claire also followed up with the, they donate to help cat rescues too. I don't know who she's talking about.
That makes me so happy. Probably the cat game.
Oh, the cat games.
The thing you were just saying.
I'm doing a thing with ducks. Should I help out ducks?
You should. Charity
for ducks.
There's probably duck charities.
Like what? Duck charity.
There's got to be like duck rescue, like helping.
You think there is?
Like relocations and stuff.
Helpaduck.com?
Help a duck.
Hold on.
Look up duck charity.
I'm going to do it. Duck related.
That would be great.
Charities. Yeah, but it doesn't sound like a real thing. Ducks Unlimited? Is this real? Flock of Ducks? Donates ducks to help reduce world hunger and poverty? Oh, that's people eating ducks.
It's not exactly the same.
Okay. How about Ducks Unlimited? Ducks Unlimited is the world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Okay.
So conservation.
Our core values, waterfowl and wetlands, ethics, science-based decisions, waterfowling, eating everything we kill. Just kidding.
Let's do some research, because that could be cool.
All right.
I think that'd be nice.
That's a hint as to a thing I'm working on. We'll see how that turns out.
He's working on a hint.
Let's see. What else do we got here? We got all kinds of... You guys are sending us stuff fast and crazy here.
Fast and crazy.
Says you and Carter should play Nitio Pet. Also, Alex says hi. That's Tanner again. So he told me about
this
the other day.
Hi,
he said
Alex.
It is a short horror game that completely subverted all his expectations.
A short horror game?
Horror. Here, look at it. Psychological horror experience. Hold on, I can't read it.
I'm down to play any scary games.
that takes place through Nito, an early 2000s virtual assistant. Able to walk, talk, browse, adapt, and let play games of da, 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 da. Overwhelmingly positive reviews. And it's only $6. This looks scary, dude.
We have this thing. We should talk about this. You hate scary games, but you love scary movies and books and stuff.
I love scary books. I'm reading one now.
Hate scary books and movies. Yeah. I can't deal with them.
Yeah, but you can do the
freak
games.
Out. But I love playing scary games. So I don't know what that is.
What do you think happened there?
I don't know.
If you had to guess. I have a theory. The theory is if you're in control, you're more confident.
Maybe. I mean, the thing is, I still jump. I'm the most jump scareable person on this planet.
Yeah, you punch people.
I jump from just noises in the world. Shock me.
No, that's true. Tonight you did with something upstairs.
Probably.
Something dumb
I'm sensitive
happened.
To noise, but so, I'm a jump scare. Like, I will jump scare to anything, but I enjoy game jump scares more than I enjoy movie ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like a movie and a book because it's all happening without my control. So I'm just observing.
The book ones are the scariest.
They're scary.
Because the good horror writers.
Yeah. You're really struggling with that word today.
Horror writers.
Anyway.
Horror. Writers who write scary things.
Yeah. Writers who write scary things.
The good ones will stick to your soul because it's not the same as seeing something scary. Describing something without making it too silly or too over... Those writers amaze me.
What kind of author are you? I write scary things.
I write the scary things. Kind of writer.
Here's one. I work at a funeral home, and we have been using AI to write obituaries lately. It can be, it can extrapolate and be more creative than I can be. You can tell if you've seen it before, but everyone we've heard from loves it so far. Oh. It can be too flowery, and sometimes we have to tone it down. Yeah, like I'm saying, there are use cases.
It should be used as a tool.
A tool.
And not as a... product.
Well, yes and no. Did you see that thing that was going around the other day? This is so great. So some guy took a prompt or made a prompt that created a fake nature documentary, short one. He copied what's his name's voice. Here we see the wild chicken.
David Attenborough.
Took his voice, took some imagery from something else, made this little short documentary. Then he posted it on social media. It got okay. He got 5,000 likes or something. But then somebody else took the post, posted it themselves, got 30,000 or 40,000 likes. And the original guy is all mad. So he's like, I don't think that's fair that you take my thing that I did the prompt for and did all the work on. And now you're getting all the notoriety for it. And I just thought, do you hear yourself?
No, they don't. They don't hear it.
Do you hear what you're saying? You idiot. I just want to slap, then slap, then slap. That way.
Slap.
Whack, whack, whack like that. I want to do it to their face.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got time for a couple more of these.
Someone asked, it was Claire, asked if I liked listening to podcasts about scary movies. No, but that's less about the scariness and more about I've never found one that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
I will say, one of my favorite things in the world is when one of my friends will watch something scary.
Yeah.
Or when my siblings, they were watching...
Dark Larry and the Fuzzy Bunch.
What's the zombie show? Everyone was Coral. We just made that reference.
Oh, The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They were watching The Walking Dead. and they would, I wouldn't watch it because I don't like zombies, but they would every week when we'd do dinner or whatever, they would
would hate the book I'm reading right now.
I'm sure, but they would give me a rundown of what happened and who died and all this stuff. And I love people telling me the stories of the things they're watching. Mm. I really enjoy it. I think it's really fun.
But you don't want to watch it.
But I won't do it. I will have nightmares.
And you won't do books at all if they're zombies.
The thing is, the reason I can't watch movies and read books and whatever is I get the worst nightmares, the most vivid, horrific nightmares, and I can't control it.
Yeah, that's not...
Games
don't
do it to me.
That's weird. See, that's what
isn't that weird?
Even games that aren't scary, if I play them too much, I've been playing a lot of No Man's Sky right now. I dream about it, and I have freaky dreams
I've had Baldur's Gate dreams, but for some reason, scary games don't give me nightmares. Mm. Scary movies do. I get the worst. Oh, just the most... disturbing, horrible nightmares.
We should next week go deeper into why Zombieland messed you up so bad. As a, 8-year-old? What were you?
I was 12.
12? It messed you up.
Yeah, not a big fan.
By the way, Claire says there is a Give a Duck Foundation, which, again, isn't that people eating it? No, it's some kind of cancer deal. Oh, okay. It's the special pets for little kids with cancer. They have ducks. Yeah. That's cute.
That's super cute.
Yeah, I would if I was a kid. I'd love to have a duck. That'd be awesome, right?
I want a duck right now. We should go out to the lake and kidnap one. We shouldn't do that.
No,
don't take ducks from lakes.
Don't do it, she said. Okay, look at this cool tattoo right here. Do you see this?
Yes.
The heart. Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay. Chad, I'll put this up.
What about it?
I'm going to just tell you what it says. See that cool tattoo? Whoops. This is from a listener. Hold on. Okay. In the wrong place.
All right.
And they say, this is one of my favorite tattoos my wife had. It is a series of 5 or 6 separate ones. So doing those in a phase. Are you and your sisters are all black and white. You don't do any color. Why?
Nope. I don't know. Just, I like the black too. And white. Nick has a little bit of color.
Does he?
He has some red and yellow.
I don't remember that.
Just kind of little bits in there.
I still don't have the guts to do this.
My, I'll have it next week. I'm getting a sleeve fill in next Tuesday. Oh no, I won't have it next week.
I found
Tuesday.
A story that will preserve your tattoos after you die. If you request it, they slab them. They slab off your skin and put it in a frame.
They like tighten it like they do with like skins.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so it's in a frame.
That's kind of metal. I like that.
I know. So mom, like her recipe she has, she could keep that forever. Whoever's around.
I don't want it.
You don't want it?
It's cool, but like, I don't want mom's skin.
It's preserved. It's just like it's like anything else. What's it like? I don't have anything in here like that. But, you know, it's just a human, skin. It's not a big deal. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. It's fine. That was from Lisa Hauer, based out of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, by the way. I like to give people all the credit for who they are and what they're doing. Let's read one more. This one says... to Scott. AI, yes, Carter is correct. People care. I crochet and sew and make pottery, even though it's really quick and easy for a machine to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Humans,
it's a really good point.
We love making it is in our nature to make things. There's a reason that the 5-year-old that we babysit just like loves to draw. There's no explanation beyond just pick up a damn pencil, you losers.
We should have brought some of that tonight. His stuff is weird.
His art's awesome. I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
And every week, I feel like he's getting better and better.
Yeah. There's something about, I've said this a bunch of times. 5-year-olds, you give them a pen, put them in front of a blank piece of paper, you're going to get some weird stuff that is rad.
He's fun because right now he'll sit next to me and he'll be like, all right, you draw this. And I'll be like, okay, then you draw this and we'll both draw it. And then we'll cut it out and put it on the wall.
Yeah, he's into it.
It's really fun.
Even just 6 months ago, I don't think he would have been as fun with that.
Wasn't.
There's a certain like, cognitive stage he hit. Now it's fun. So use it. Take advantage of it, everybody, with your 5-year-olds. Just go for it.
Yeah. My point is people make things and we love to make things. And the people who care about supporting people who make things will always care, even if AI takes over.
That's the theory. I mean, I don't disagree. You're probably right. Thank you for the advice, says the marketing manager, graphic designer for the doggy daycare. They appreciate it.
I hope it helps. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. And then finally, we got one more here. Butt nipple.
All right.
That's from Claire.
That's solid. Yep. Solid idea.
Yep. Butt nipple. Butt nipples all around. Let's get them going. I think that about does it. I was actually going to bring up something with you today and I completely spaced to bring it up. So I'm saving it for next week.
Wait, what is it?
I totally forgot to do it. I'll save it. I don't want to spoil it. But there was something I was going to bring up and talk about. We'll also talk about your Shaun of the Dead problem. Not Shaun of the Dead, sorry. That was Amy's mention. She doesn't like him either. She's with you. What was it? What was the one? What was I saying before? What was the movie? Oh, Zombieland. We got to talk about why Zombieland messed you up at 12. All right, so we're going to talk about that. And there was nothing I could do about it. Like, I try to think if I could have intervened to help Carter, what could I have done? Did you draw something? Oh, there's butt nipples. hold on. Chat, okay, if you're listening at home and you can't see this,
there
Carter drew a character with a butt and then nipples on the butts. So
it kind of just looks like eyes.
See, can you imagine if you were raised in a different household? You wouldn't be able to draw butt nipples. We're so easy going. What's that? You give him what is that?
It's because it looked like a face.
Wait, go back to the camera.
You can just take it.
Oh, it's like a tongue.
Yeah, it's like a tongue sticking out.
Here, guys. Wait. That's horrifying.
I definitely wouldn't be living at home.
All right. Have that.
Thank you.
Well done. Oh, jeez. If you guys want to, look where the camera went. If you guys want to be a part of the weekly goings on here on the Monday show, please send in your texts. You can do voicemails also. I'm happy to play those. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. I already got a request for someone to scan the butt nipple and send it stat.
No one get this tattooed. Not allowed.
I mean, why not?
I don't want this. I don't want this on anyone.
All right. Well, I hope you all have a great week. That's really the main thing that I wanted to say. Carter, is there anything you'd like to add before we leave?
Be good to ducks.
Yeah.
And to artists.
Ducks and artists, like they're people and the animals that they are. They deserve your highest...
Your respect.
Respect. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how it works.
Be good, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Get more at frogpants.com.